Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Grudwig, and today we continue our practice as we turn back to the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 7 this morning with verses 1 through 13. Now when the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites? As it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me. They are teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He went on to say, "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother, and whoever curses father or mother shall die.' Yet you say, 'If a person says to a father or mother, any support you might have had from me is gorban,' meaning dedicated to God. You allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on, and you do many such things." So today in Mark 7, verses 1 through 13, presents a critical encounter between Jesus and the Pharisees, highlighting the tension between human traditions and divine commandments. In this passage, the Pharisees confront Jesus about his disciples eating with unwashed hands, which they regarded as a violation of ceremonial purity laws. This confrontation serves as a backdrop for a profound discussion on the nature of true defilement and the importance of inner purity over ritualistic practices. Jesus responds to the Pharisees by citing the prophet Isaiah, emphasizing that external rituals do not equate to genuine worship. He critiques their adherences to human traditions at the expense of God's commandments. In doing so, Jesus underscores a recurrent biblical theme: the danger of prioritizing human doctrines over divine truths. He calls out the hypocrisy of the Pharisees, noting how they have crafted regulations that allow them to circumvent the intent of God's law, particularly regarding honoring one's parents. The passage invites readers to reflect on their own practice and beliefs. It challenges believers to examine whether they are clinging to tradition that may no longer serve a spiritual purpose, or worse, obscure the essence of faith. Jesus emphasizes that what truly defiles a person comes from within, evil thoughts, actions, and intentions, rather than from unclean hands or external observances. In essence, Mark 7, verses 1 through 13 powerfully communicates that true faith is rooted in an authentic relationship with God, characterized by love, integrity, and moral purity. This scripture calls for a deeper understanding of what it means to honor God's desires and encourages believers to prioritize authenticity over empty rituals in their spiritual practice. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them every single day. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord, give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue, and we pray today, day 4 of a novena for the love of James. He's a good friend of ours who has found freedom in the world, and we're praying for his transition into the world of love from us. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruzwig, and Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Mark 7. It's verses 1 through 13. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 stanzas strong. It's titled, You Nullify the Word of God. In days of old, by Moses blessed, a people wandered seeking rest, with laws inscribed on stone and heart to guide them true to play their part. But winds of change began to blow, traditions formed as rivers flow. In shadows thick, the traditional Pharisees plotted, called forth their rules with practiced ease allotted. They questioned Christ, their faces stern. Why do your hands unwashed you turn? In vain, they said, you show our ways. Your followers disregard our holy praise. But Jesus spoke with wisdom clear. Your hearts are far, your path is sheer. You honor God with lips alone, while hearts, like bones, remain as stone. You teach for laws, you own decree, yet miss the heart of what should be. For God desires a love that's pure, not empty rites, but faith that's sure. Is it not more than rules we find? To love our neighbor, be kind of mind, to honor parents, this command is what true worship makes it stand. He swept away the burden's weight, restoring souls to love, not hate. For in the Spirit, life ignites beyond the shadows in love's bright lights. So heed the call of sacred truth. Let not tradition steal your youth. For hearts awakened, laws fulfilled, in love and mercy, life is refilled. Amen. I am Thomas Shaw Cruz Wiggins. It's February 10th, 2026. And I'm recording this morning at 4:41 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we call out to our good friends John and Marie this morning, God bless you too. I hope you're having a wonderful day in the Lord as we continue to lift up you every day in prayer. We call out to our good friend James as we say God bless you this morning, James. I hope that you're finding some relief and understanding on what your path will be for God's purpose as we call on the name of Jesus to close. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.